Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination 2001, English Language Syllabus B, Paper 3, Integrated Listening, Reading and Writing. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer book or the data file until you are told to do so. Now, write your candidate number, center number, and seat number in the boxes provided on your question answer book. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in Part A, short tasks. For Part B, extended tasks, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Part A. Open your question answer book. You should use a pencil for this part of the paper. You now have 1 minute to study section 1 of Part A. Part A is about to begin. Turn to page 1 of your question answer book. Section 1. In this section, you will hear a question followed by a conversation. Look at the information provided and the four possible answers. Choose the best answer and write the appropriate letter A, B, C or D in the box provided. Question 1. Which is their school badge?
When we look at our school badge, we see what's important in our school. The shield shape represents courage, and the cross through the middle indicates that we are a Christian school. The book in the top corner is a symbol of knowledge, a most important aspect of school life. But also of great importance is the circle, which stands for an all-rounded education. The candles represent the twin lights of teaching and learning. The other symbol is a star, which represents our reaching out to achieve our highest ambitions.
Question 2. Which line shows the stages of Sally's career in the right order?
Sally, you've had a varied career and done many different things in your life so far.
That's right.
Tell us what you did before you became a singer.
Well, immediately before I became a singer, I was also in show business, but I was a dancer with the local television network.
Going from dancing to singing was probably not a big change, but I understand you had also been a teacher.
Oh yes, I started off when I finished my studies as a teacher. Then I went into the beauty business, selling cosmetics and makeup.
Then you entered show business. Did you not like selling?
No, I hated it. I was no good at all.
So you became a dancer?
Yes. And that got me into show business. I've been very lucky in my life. I found a job I really love.
Question 3. Which pet will they get?
Here are the ads for pets. Let's see if we can get one for Alice. She'd love a puppy for her birthday.
Okay, but we'll have to get one that's house-trained. We don't want one that will make a mess on the carpet.
Yeah, and one that is used to living in a small flat. We can't get a big dog that needs a lot of space. That would be cruel.
Yes, and we can't afford one of those expensive thoroughbred dogs. Just an ordinary puppy will do.
Well, you can expect to pay between $400 to $800. For a trained puppy nowadays.
Let's get this one. It looks suitable.
Question 4. Who will they employ for the summer job?
Okay, let's have a look at the applicants for our summer job, the assistant in the children's playgroup.
Well, we have 4 applicants.
Right, let's see. We want someone who has experience with children.
There are a few who have a background in sport. That's important.
Absolutely. We need someone to help look after the sports activities. And if they can help with the singing or artwork, that would be great.
There are a few who are involved with music.
And of course, we want someone who has leadership qualities.
Yes. Leadership qualities and a sense of responsibility.
Question 5. Which country are they studying?
We notice in this chart a big difference in the employment structures of 4 different nations. The main activity in most developing nations is agriculture, whereas in developed countries, it's in the service sector and industries. Now, in the country we are studying, there is a relatively small agricultural sector, a very significant industrial sector, and nearly half of the workforce is employed in the service sector.
Question 6. Which is Robert's record sheet?
Now, Robert, if you want a healthy lifestyle, you should take plenty of liquids. Plenty of water is excellent. Same with tea and fruit juices. Now let's look at your record. As far as drinks are concerned, you might need to make a few changes. I see you drink quite a lot of water, and you drink some tea, which is good, but I'm afraid you take too much coffee. Coffee is best in moderation. And look at this. You drink too much Coke, I'm afraid. You should try to avoid Cokes and other carbonated drinks. Most fizzy drinks have too much sugar in them. You could try the low-sugar diet variety instead, but even better, drink fruit juice. I see you don't drink any fruit juice at all.
Question 7. Where will they eat?
I really fancy a curry this evening.
Yeah, it'll make a change from Chinese food.
How about that Indian place in Wan Chai?
Yeah, that's a good place. But we had Indian last week.
What about this place?
Yeah, I like Thai food, but it's a bit too far away.
So, we stay in the Kowloon area?
Yeah, I'm too tired to travel far.
This looks a good place.
Right, I'll ring them for a reservation.
Question 8. Which car will they hire?
Paul, let's decide which car we'll hire for our holiday. We can book one in advance and pick it up at the airport.
Okay, Dad. What size should we get?
Well, there's Mom and me and you three, so we'll need quite a big one. We don't want to be too crowded.
Yeah, and we'll have a lot of luggage. We should get one that has a door at the back.
Right. We'll be doing a lot of traveling. We want a reasonable size engine.
Okay, we still have a choice.
Well, this one is cheaper.
That's the end of section 1. Section 2. You are on an adventure training course run by Fun Adventure. The last training exercise is being left on your own on an island for 24 hours. You are now attending the briefing session the day before you are left on the island. As you listen to the briefing, look at the items below and put a tick for those things you must take, a question mark for things you can take if you want, and a cross for those things you cannot take. You have 30 seconds to study this page before the conversation begins.
Okay, tomorrow is the final part of your training and involves being left on an island by yourselves for 24 hours. However, don't worry, because we'll be nearby to give help if you need it. Right, you'll all be given a pack with essential things for you. We give you packs to make things easy for you, but also to make sure that you don't make things too easy for yourselves. You must take all the things that are in the pack. In your packs, you will find a large plastic sheet to give you some protection against the weather, some mosquito repellent, because there are a lot of mosquitoes on the islands, a good pocket knife, some thin rope, which you can use to tie up the plastic sheeting, a pan for cooking in, 2 liters of drinking water, a spade to dig a hole for a toilet, bury rubbish or anything else you might need it for, a lighter for when you want to make a fire, though do remember to be careful. In fact, you could use your spade to dig a hole for the fire so that it doesn't spread. Finally, you'll have 2 signal rockets in case you need help. Does anybody have any questions?
What about if we have a tent? Can we take it with us?
Certainly not. This is survival training.
Can we take anything to keep us occupied, like a book or Walkman?
I don't mind if you take a book or two, but no electronic devices of any description.
Does that mean we can't even take a torch?
I wouldn't call that an electronic device, May. But in answer to your question, you can if you like.
You said we can't take a tent. What about a blanket or sleeping bag?
Well, it's summer, so I don't think you'll be cold, but it's up to you.
Can I take my mobile phone so that I can talk with my friends or ring for help?
William, what do you think this exercise is for? It's supposed to be teaching you how to be self-reliant. I said earlier, no electronic devices. Do listen.
What about things like chocolate?
Yes, that reminds me. I haven't said anything about food. All the food you'll require is in the form of tins and dried food in your packs, so you're not to take anything extra with you like chocolate or sweets.
Are we allowed to take things like a swimsuit or hat?
No problem. Take whatever clothing you like. And I would recommend you take a hat. Sunglasses and sun cream would also be a good idea. Right, any more questions?
No.
Okay, I'll see you here tomorrow at 8 o'clock sharp.
Oh, there's just one more thing. What about our watches?
Yes, that reminds me. We'll take your watches before we leave you on the island and give them back when we pick you up.
That's the end of section 2. You now have 20 seconds to make any changes to your answers. Section 3. You work for an express postal service. Customers come and ask you to deliver parcels to other countries for them. You have to fill in a form for each customer. You have 10 seconds to study the form before the conversation begins. Conversation 1.
Hello, I'd like this parcel to go by speedy post to London, please.
Right. You have to give me some particulars. London, right? In the UK.
Yeah, UK.
And let me see. It weighs 1.45 kilos. Let me write that down. 1.45 kilos.
How much will it cost?
I can tell you that in a second. Now, let's see. 1.5 kilos to the UK, that'll be $280.
Wow, $280, that's a lot.
Well, we guarantee 24-hour delivery.
Right. Oh well, I've got to get it there in a hurry. Here you are.
$500. That's a $220 in change.
Thanks.
Now, the customs declaration. Can you tell me what the contents are?
Yes, it's some textbooks for my daughter. She's a student and she left them at home. She has an exam next week.
I see. So these are not goods for sale?
No.
Right. And how much are they worth in all?
Let's see. About $600.
Right. Let's call it $600.
Okay. Is that all?
Here. You better keep this receipt.
Oh, right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Conversation 2.
Hi, I'd like to send this gold watch to my wife in Beijing. It's her birthday tomorrow.
Okay, now this is the form we'll have to fill in. Beijing, China.
Yeah, Beijing, China.
Now, let's see what it weighs. Here we are, 300 grams.
How much is that?
Right. Hang on a second. 300 grams, that'll be $190.
$190 for such a small parcel? But I suppose it's better than missing her birthday.
I think that's everything. Oh no, hang on. What's it worth?
Oh, about $4,000.
Okay, we'll send that off now.
Fine, thanks. Bye.
Conversation 3.
Hello, I want this packet to go to New York. As fast as possible, please.
Fine. Now we'll have to fill in this form. New York, United States of America.
Yeah, USA.
And it weighs, let me see, 2.67 kilos. I'll enter that here. 2.67 kilos.
Now, what will that be?
I will tell you in a minute. Let's see. 2.67 kilos to the United States. That'll be $424, please.
$424?
Yes, for one day delivery. If you sent it by regular mail, it would be a lot less, of course.
Yeah, I know. It has got to get there as soon as possible. I have no choice.
You have to fill in this customs declaration. What's in the parcel?
Oh, it's a sample. It's a music box my company wants to promote in the States.
Okay, so it's not for sale, right?
No, no.
What would you say it's worth?
About $350.
Okay, we'll send it off for you.
Thanks.
That's the end of section 3. Section 4. You and your friend have decided to apply to Hi There for an email account. The following is the form you see on the screen. As you are at the keyboard, you fill in the form for your friend. You have 30 seconds to study the form. One box has been filled in for you as an example.
The Hi There page. This is the form for applying for an email address. I'll fill yours in as you're so slow.
Okay, what's the first thing we have to do?
Get an ID and password, I suppose.
They want to know if I'm a US resident. I'm not American.
Of course not. So I'll click No. You're from Hong Kong. I'll enter that you're a resident of the Hong Kong SAR. Now, we have the part about ID and password. Okay, they've given a couple of examples. Philo, what kind of name is that? It's got to be 10 characters or less.
Better use my own name then. I won't forget it.
Why not use your initials and surname?
Okay, so that's T.H. Fong, and you can use all small letters. But remember, you have to write it all as one word. T.H.F.O.N.G.
Don't worry. You needn't tell me how to fill in forms online.
Okay. What about the password? Something I will remember.
You were born in 1986, weren't you? That was the year of the tiger. How about tiger?
Yes, that's me. Tiger.
Great. Do you want that in capital or small letters?
Small letters, please.
Uh-huh. The next part's about if you forget your password. You need to think of a question that will remind you of it.
How about what year were you born in?
Okay. What year were you born in? Now, they want personal information. What does the TH stand for?
Tai Hong. That's T-A-I and H-U-N-G.
Okay, and Fong for your surname. What's next? Gender. Female.
Hey, don't mess about.
And occupation? What about chief of police?
Ha, ha. Writing student.
How boring. The next part's about your interests. I'm supposed to click on things you're interested in. I didn't know you had any interests.
Very funny. Click the first three, entertainment, music, and computers.
What about shopping?
You know as well as I do. I hate shopping, so just leave it.
Anything else on this line?
Personal. What's that?
I don't know. I'll just leave that one, shall I?
Yes.
Business and finance?
No, thanks.
What about travel and sports?
Yes, click those.
Aren't you interested in home and family or health?
I suppose you could click home and family, but ignore the rest.
Do you want them to send you information about products, etc.?
No way.
Okay, that's done. All I've got to do now is submit the form.
Wait, you haven't put my date of birth.
What is it?
June 22nd, 1986. I think you have to put the month first and put 06 for June.
I know. Okay, can I submit it now?
Yeah.
You now have 2 minutes to make any changes to your answers. Thank you. That's the end of Part A. Part B. Turn to page 6 of your question answer book. Situation. You are Jean Ho, a 19-year-old girl. You have just completed Form 7. It is now the 4th of August, 2000, and you are at your school as company representatives have come to give presentations to Form 7 graduates who might want to follow a career with their companies. You have been attending a talk given by Captain Maguire of Tiger Airways. You are interested, both for yourself and for your friend, Susan Young, who will shortly be returning to Hong Kong from the UK. It is now the end of Captain Maguire's briefing, and you have remained behind with Mrs. Grant, who was both your Form 7 class teacher and your careers mistress, to ask Captain Maguire some questions. As you listen to the conversation, you will need to take notes for yourself and Susan Young using the note sheet on page 1 of your data file. You have 2 tasks to do. 1. Complete the Tiger Airways application form. 2. Answer Susan's letter, which you have recently received, giving her the information she wants and explaining why you think she should apply to be a cadet pilot. The note sheet is for taking notes, both from the conversation and from your data file. Your notes may help you to structure your letter to Susan. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and the conversation. You will have 5 minutes to study the question answer book in order to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. You should also read the note sheet and the letter from Susan in the data file. Thank you. Now you will hear the conversation with Captain Maguire. Turn to page 1 of the data file and write notes on the note sheet as you listen.
Well, thank you very much, Captain Maguire. That was very interesting.
Not at all. It was a pleasure. I'd be happy to answer any questions if anyone has any.
So, Jean, you seem to be the only one who has stayed to ask questions. I didn't realize you were interested in being a pilot.
Oh, yes, I am. It sounds really exciting. I love the idea of being paid to travel around the world. I read travel books all the time. But I'm not here only for me. I've got a friend returning from the UK soon, and it sounds just the sort of thing she would be interested in, too.
Do I know her, Jean?
You may remember her. Her name's Susan Young, and she left 2 years ago after doing her HKCEE. She went to the UK to do her A-levels.
Oh, yes, she was very good at sports. Right, what would you like to ask Captain Maguire?
Well, Captain Maguire, I've looked at your website. Is it really all free?
Yes, training, accommodation and food are provided free of charge.
But there was no mention of any minimum physical requirements.
Oh yes, because our site is in the process of being redesigned. Anyway, let's see if I can remember. Well, obviously, you must have good eyesight, which I suppose you have, do you, Jean?
Yes, I think I'm one of the few people here who doesn't have contact lenses.
Good. What about your friend?
As far as I know, she has excellent eyesight. But I haven't seen her for 2 years. Are there any height restrictions?
You have to be at least 1.6 meters tall. You look a bit more than that.
Yes, I'm 1.7, and Susan is probably taller than me, as she was always one of the tallest in the class. What about academic qualifications?
We like our candidates to have at least 2 science A-levels, and they must have maths and physics at HKCEE.
That's okay. I've got those.
You should tell Captain Maguire about your posts of responsibility, Jean. I must tell you, Captain, she was a model student. She was both a class monitor and school prefect. You were a school prefect for the whole of your last year, weren't you, Jean? And a class monitor the year before that. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. I was a class monitor from 98 to 99 and a school prefect from 99 to 2000.
Well, you sound just the kind of person we're looking for, Jean. We really like people who've had some experience of responsibility. What about your friend?
Let me check her CV. Oh, yes. She was a school prefect.
Good. And has she got 2 science A-levels as well?
I don't know what subjects. All I know is she got 2 B's and a C. But I think she's got maths and physics at HKCEE.
As long as her A-levels are in science, tell her to apply.
Yes, I will. In fact, I'll write to her today, because she's not going to be in the UK for much longer.
If you write today, she should get it in 3 or 4 days. When are you expecting her back?
At the end of this month.
Just in time for our selection process. What about your languages, Jean? It's obvious you can speak good English, which of course is vital. Do you speak any Chinese dialects apart from Cantonese?
Yes, I speak Shanghainese and I speak Putonghua.
Putonghua and Shanghainese, that really does give you an advantage. We really need people with Putonghua and the main Chinese dialects, as we have a lot of flights to China.
Is there anything else we should know, Captain Maguire? For example, about the selection process?
Not really. We check all the applicants' resumes and call all those we think suitable for 2 days of tests and interviews. There'll be quite thorough physical tests to check general health, strength and endurance.
And when will these tests and interviews be?
I'll be returning with some colleagues to conduct them in late September.
I'll tell Susan to make sure she's back for September.
Is there anything candidates should do to prepare for these tests?
Not really, except to make sure that they're physically fit.
That shouldn't be a problem, because I do a lot of hiking in the New Territories. As for Susan, she's always loved sports, so I imagine she's fit.
Yes, of course, Jean. I remember you were a member of the hiking club when I was one of the supervising teachers. She was excellent, Captain Maguire. Always willing to try new things, and I never saw her panic. She showed great leadership qualities, too.
Thank you, Mrs. Grant. In fact, I was the chairperson of the club from 98 to 99. But I gave it up when I entered Form 7 as I didn't have time. But I really enjoyed it.
Well, all I can say, Jean, is that you sound just the type of person we're looking for. Here are a couple of application forms I can give you. Send one to your friend and tell her to send it back at once, as the deadline for applications is the 31st of August.
31st of August? We'd better hurry up then.
You can contact me if you have anything else you would like to ask about the application. I'll be here until the day after tomorrow, if you have any other questions. You have my hotel number, don't you, Mrs. Grant?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Captain Maguire. It's been most interesting and you've been very helpful.
Yes, thank you very much, Captain Maguire.
That's the end of the listening component of this test. Put down your pencil. You will have an hour to complete the tasks in Part B. An announcement will be made when the time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.